Good morning, Judah.
Good morning. Good times happening. okay, so like you said, the only thing I see on this is, I was looking at some this morning, I tried calling him back, but I couldn't. On that attachment that I sent, it doesn't look like it's his Medicaid number, because Medicaid numbers are 12 numbers.
Right, so I'm wondering what insurance does he have, because I'm wondering is that his member ID number.
Right. So he thought she put in an email that it's the senior levy.
Senior levy. So can you send me that email? Because things like that we like to put in their folder. So I'm surprised you don't have an email of, like, normally Rachel will print the whole thread, and they also will send the insurance information, like the member ID number, things like that.
Give it a,
okay.
Yeah, I just sent. Let me forward to you. I'll just take a screenshot of their email that they sent. Here, let me send you something else as well. This is a screenshot. It'll take a minute to get to. This is a screenshot of the, what do you call? Of the Barracuda email.
Okay. Thank you for asking me. I'm going to print this for billing.
I tried calling the patient and the son to get their information.
I do that when I create everything. I mean, that's just a part of what I do to create everything. Oh, I can't print this. Can I? Oh, yes.
Yeah, just open it as a picture.
Okay.
And I also just sent you the patient's name because, yeah, the patient's phone number. Originally, we didn't have it. So.
Yeah, I see the son is on here. So.
Yeah. So I just sent you another email which has the all three numbers, the patient's number, and all that. So within this, I spoke to the son. He said, perfect, just have a nurse come out whenever she, today or tomorrow is perfect. Just knock. You saw an email on the left back. There's two doors on the left side of the house. Go to the back door, ring, knock, and just walk in and announce yourself. Because he's an old man, it takes him a long time. And then on Saturday, just they should just show up.
Okay. I'm just trying to get this too, so I have the son stuff. Okay, I was in the process. I'm creating the profile now, and then I'm gonna.
Oh no! You were gonna show me how to do that.
Oh.
It's okay. We'll do it by the next one.
Sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to get it done, and then I'm gonna reach out to Perla here in a second to see what her schedule is like when she can go.
Love it.
It's Thursday, right? Okay.
Yes,
yeah, I'll take care of this if. You said the senior levy, okay.
Aren't we participating with the senior levy?
I believe so. I think that's like part of the, I could be wrong, like the Ohio Care Waiver, because there's so many different programs.
Ask Rhonda or someone else who knows, because I don't know it really.
Yeah, Alan would definitely know, so I'll ask Alan.
We definitely, if he's not in, just call him so you know how to put it in, because we definitely participate with it, and yeah.
Okay. Got you. Okay, because he should still have like a Medicaid number though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Put it in with a dummy Medicaid ID. And
which case manager did you speak with?
This is Melissa Tatar.
Okay, she a case assistant. Okay, I'll reach out to Melissa. I've talked to her several times before, and I'll see what else I can get, because in order for him to go through the EVV system, we have to have a Medicaid number, or we won't be able to do no billing.
Yeah.
So I'll see what I can get.
All right, can you post it on that?
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, very good.
All right, Judah.
And then also you work with Rachel on staffing, yes?
Yeah. Yep, as soon as I get this created and everything. And when she comes in, she'll see the email, so she'll start working on that right away too.
Fine.
And I'll let her know whenever I send Perla out.
Okay, just fine. Also, regarding today. There should be an orientation today. A lot of people. So if
okay.
family's assistance, because I told her I want everyone to be interviewed and paperwork and oriented today so they don't have to come back.
Oh, okay. So they're having an interview and orientation today.
Yeah. I want to do it all on the same day. Just let's see how it works. So I told her she needs help because it's going to be a lot. I wanted to ask. So I'm just asking if you could, you know, whether it means someone else, you, Denisha, Bianca, someone jumping in to help with whatever is needed, I think it will make the and not get overwhelmed for her or anyone.
Right, right. Okay, no problem.
Amazing.
Okay, I gotcha.
1 second. And I had another thing. There was another case over here. So this is regarding Edward. Lynn David, okay, I have to follow up with that. And there was another one. Oh, Ruby Thorndike.
Right, you emailed me about her, or I think we might have talked about her. You spoke
yes,
to...
Yes, you did. Yep, this one should be starting on Friday as well.
Mm-hmm.
With that aide, Tanya, right?
Yes, that was her aide coming from Moonlight, yes. Well,
yes.
Here's the thing. No one's been out to... We have to still do an assessment with her.
Okay,
see, that's
so
why.
Let's get the system done today, and let's put her in the system today, because I don't think she's in access care yet.
She's not in anything. Okay, so here's where we're getting confused at. Everything is going backwards. So I need to have the information. So whenever we get someone, just like this form you sent me from Barracuda, this is how I start their paperwork. I create the file, and I start their folder. As long as I have these, I can keep it moving.
All right. I sent over Thorndike yesterday.
Who? I only have D'Amico. You said you sent me who?
Thorndike.
Nope. I don't have that one. Hold on a minute. I'll go back in my email.
You actually emailed it to me. Actually, hold on. Let me see something. You might be right. Hold on. Stand by.
Okay.
Hold on. Thorndike. Email case manager, send over the author for Friday. Okay. She's going to send over the authorization for Friday.
The service request form is what I need.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to get you. Hold on.
Okay.
These are all that one. And I'm going to, let me log off. Let me go log in as me. Hold on.
Are you available for a
question?
Oh, hi,
Dina. Yeah. One second. Okay, Nikki, 1 second, please. Trying to get it to.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Barracuda over here. There's three different ways for me to get in. Either I get it under the intake one, or I get it under the Rhonda's house one, which is the main one. Hold on. Or it was waiting for me to log in when they emailed it to me. So it's just there at Rhonda's house. But I don't know what my password is for that one. Let me just click reset or change password. All units on standby. Hold on. We got this. Uni, Barracuda is giving me problems.
You do know we're not seeing those that come in.
You, what?
We're not seeing those that come through Barracuda.
We're not seeing what?
The referrals.
I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean?
Yesterday, well, let me check again this morning before I say that. Just hold 1 second. I'm still trying to finish creating this profile. Hold on 1 second. Okay. So, well, maybe it is in here. So that referral, how you got that Edward, we're not able to see that in Barracuda anymore.
I know, but it came in on my side.
So we won't be getting those anymore?
No, hold on a second. Hold on. History. thishouse.org. I'm trying to log in and it's not letting me log in. You will receive an email with instruction on how to change password. Submit. Submit invalid username. Plenty of emails. Fine. The patient, Ruby Thorndike, I was in touch with. Okay, back to this one over here. So I was in touch with Mary Kender, okay?
Yeah, her case manager.
Yep. Mary Kender is the case manager for Ruby Thorndike. And Mary, this is one that yesterday I called her because we were waiting for them to cut the auth with Moonlight.
Correct.
And back and forth. So she said as soon as the 8 is ready. So I said, no problem, let's touch with Rachel. The 8 is going to be ready. And the last shift with Moonlight is today, the 26th. So she said in this message, I told the last shift was today, we're ready on Friday. She said, okay, perfect. I said, can you please confirm the number of hours and per week that's approved? She said it's 31 hours per week, however many hours, you know, the days and times as per the patient's requests. I asked her if she could please email over the service request form.
Mm-hmm.
That we have the patient's information. She said, I sent a request form over to the services department. So it could be that with the services department, might take, what she was telling me yesterday, it takes 24 hours for us to get the information.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even check her up in CareSource yet because I don't have her Medicaid ID.
Okay. Yeah, so Once she sends that same form you sent me, like Edward,
yes,
she should be sending you one of those through Barracuda.
Exactly. And as soon as I get that, I'm going to send it over to you.
Okay.
Member search. I'm not seeing over here. Number two. Search. There we go. Care source ID or Medicaid ID. Okay. You know what? Okay, fine. So that's the plan. I'm going to write it down over here. As soon as I get the service request form, I will send it over to Mickey. Okay, so we're going to be in touch later about this one, because this one we also need to start it tomorrow. So even though we don't have the documents, I know we don't, but we could definitely still start opening a profile in Access Care and scheduling the nurse to go out.
Okay.
Okay. Because all the rest of the stuff, like obviously we need it, of course, billing, everything. But in order to schedule Perla, let's get Perla scheduled for Ruby and for Edward. And once we get the info, you and I will touch base as soon as I get it, okay?
Okay. All righty.
I appreciate it. Look, we're rocking and rolling. I'm going to tell you what I tell everyone. At the beginning, as we grow, sometimes things get, I don't want to call it messy, but it's a little bit of like just putting it all together until it can be a very clear path, especially when it's you and I working hand in hand with it. It will take a little bit of that, okay?
Yes, no problem.
So, all right.
All good.
Talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Judah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.